Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and the final two piano concertos by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, his concertos 4 and 5. The opening music to this podcast is how the concerto number 4 begins, somewhat quiet and introspective, before the fervor of pianistic virtuosity takes over. You heard how that movement begins. This is how it ends. Camille Saint-Saëns was born in 1835 and was one of the most amazing child prodigies of his day, of any day in some ways. He made his concert debut at the age of 10, where he announced to the audience at the end of the concert that he would perform any of Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas as an encore. So, he was a virtuoso pianist from a very young age, and wrote whatever he wanted for the piano because, well, he could play whatever he wanted on that instrument. But as is so often the case, he wrote really well for the piano because he really understood the instrument. Here's the beginning of the final movement of his piano concerto number 4. Thank you. is how the final movement of Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 4 begins. The soloist on this album is Romain Ducharme, accompanied by the Malmö Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Mark Sustro. And in case you don't believe me about Saint-Saëns writing virtuoso stuff for the piano, here is how that movement ends, with fingers flying in all directions. Decades after writing his fourth piano concerto, Saint-Saëns composed Piano Concerto No. 5. He wrote it when he was 60 for his own Jubilee concert marking the 50th anniversary of his debut concert at Salle Pleyel in Paris. Today, it's still one of their most famous concert halls. The Concerto No. 5 is subtitled The Egyptian, which might lead you to think there are some, Egyptian influences in the music, but the real reason is more mundane. Saint-Saëns traveled frequently to Egypt on holiday, and it was on one of those holidays to Luxor, Egypt, that he composed this concerto. Here's how it begins. Thank you. As is common in concertos, the second movement is a bit slower, but in many ways it's the most dramatic, with many conflicting moods packed into just the first minute. It almost seems, well, cinematographic, as the movement incorporates influences from Spain, Javanese gamelan, even crickets on the Nile. However this music strikes you, it certainly wanders in a lot of musical directions before it settles down. As you've already heard, pianist Romain Deschamps can really play. Since winning the Dublin competition, he's appeared in concerts in the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Sweden, Italy, France, Japan, China, a growing list of places, in both solo concerts and with orchestra. And when he isn't touring or practicing, he's a professor at one of the conservatoires in Paris. After all that, I suspect the one thing he doesn't have much of is spare time. Here he is playing the beginning of the final movement of Piano Concerto No. 5 by Camille Saint-Saëns. Thank you. been listening to music from Camille Saint-Saëns' Piano Concertos 4 and 5, and to a new Naxos album with performances by pianist Romain Descharmes and the Malmö Symphony Orchestra conducted by Mark Sustro. Now available, Naxos catalog number 8.573478. To go out, here's the very end of the Piano Concerto number 5, The Egyptian. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.